Welcome to Breast Cancer Update, an audio review journal for oncology nurses. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. One of the greatest challenges we face as a CME/CNE provider is making sure our series winds up in the hands of people who truly want and value it. For that reason, we believe it's essential to occasionally reevaluate our active mail list to not only add interested individuals, but also to remove those who no longer want to receive our programs. Now is one of those times. Unless you've already renewed your free subscription to Breast Cancer Update, in 2008 you'll be dropped from our mail list and no longer be sent future issues of our nursing programs. We don't take this action lightly and would really like nothing more than to keep you on our active proprietary mailing list and keep you listening. So if you want to continue to receive the Breast Cancer Update series and other similar nursing programs, please follow one of these three easy steps. Visit www.breastcancerupdate.com/nurses and click on the subscription icon, or email your request to info@breastcancerupdate.com or call us at 800-648-8654. Our goal is and has always been to provide all members of the oncology nursing community with valuable education perspectives available no place else. To that end, if you have colleagues who you think might also enjoy and benefit from this series, now is a great time to encourage them to sign up as well. Thank you for your ongoing support of Breast Cancer Update, and now on to the program. The theme of our series is the application of emerging clinical research information to daily patient care, and to begin, I met with Dr. Lee Schwartzberg, who's been a leader in developing programs that allow medical oncologists in community practice to participate in clinical research. Dr. Schwartzberg began our conversation by discussing the challenge that this poses.
I've been real interested in community-based clinical research my whole career, and we've spent the last few years working on ways to make clinical research more a part of the fabric of the practice. And it's very difficult in a busy private practice of community oncology to get research integrated, despite the best intentions of the physicians and the nurses and everyone working there. And the reason is, as you know, practices are set up to take care of patients, to make decisions, and to process patients in a way that's efficient for them, that's comfortable for them. And when you do clinical research, it's different. And it's different in the sense that you have to follow a protocol. It takes time out of a day. So it's really important to get research to be part of the practice so that doctors who are seeing a lot of patients, sometimes 30, 40 patients a day, have the time to spend with a patient, talk about the research project, talk about the trial, have a nurse nearby who understands the trial, can talk to the patient. So there's no undue delay in getting that patient onto the trial and moving ahead with their therapy. Because patients are used to getting treatment decisions from their doctors pretty quickly and then moving on to the next therapy. And so it's important not to have delays. Now, understandably, clinical research is about doing things by a protocol and it has a scientific basis. So there's often many screening studies that have to be done. The informed consent has to be discussed and then the patient has to be eligible. So facilitating that and making it a part of the practice is really important. And getting the whole practice involved. One thing I've learned over the years is getting the engagement of everybody in the practice, not just the doctors who are often engaged, but the nurses, even the front desk staff and the phlebotomists, they all have to be engaged that clinical research is worthy of the patients who are going through their practice. And if they are, it makes the whole process much smoother.
How do you find people in that type of setting, everybody from the doctors to the nurses to the receptionist responding to this idea? They're seeing in the patients walking through these offices the effect of this disease. They see people die of this disease. How much commitment do you see in people in oncology offices to this?
I think they really understand that clinical research is important for the next generation, for doing better, for the patients who will be coming not only today, but tomorrow and next year. And when you stop and explain it to them that the advances we're actually implementing today for our patients, approved drugs, were based on studies that were done sometimes in the practice or somewhere else a couple years ago, and that the pace is picking up and there's lots of knowledge out there, we just have to get the drugs tested so we can get them to patients. They all respond to that. That's a very powerful and provocative message. And then it's a question of making it operational and making it work in a practice.